shot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the left and then the right to the point of the chin. And Moura's done. Joe Cortez pushes Foreman back.
On this date in 1994, George Foreman became boxing's oldest heavyweight champion at the age of 45 by knocking out Michael Moore in the 10th round of their WB fight in Las Vegas. Foreman was born on January 10, 1949, in Marshall, Texas. He grew up in Houston and learned to box in a U.S. Job Corps camp in Oregon. At the 1968 Olympic Games in Mexico City, he won the gold medal in the heavyweight boxing competition. The 6'3", 218-pound Foreman first captured the professional heavyweight belt by knocking out Joe Frazier in two rounds at Kingston, Jamaica on January 22, 1973. He had won all 40 of his professional bouts, including a sequence of 24 consecutive knockouts, when he fell to Muhammad Ali in eight rounds in the Rumble in the Jungle on October 30, 1974. He retired from the ring in 1977 and became an evangelist. Foreman resumed professional boxing in 1987 at the age of 39 and found immediate success. Evidence later surfaced that Foreman's promoter had paid bribes to the International Boxing Federation in order to manipulate the rankings and permit Foreman a chance at a title. Nevertheless, Foreman did very well when his chance at a title bout came. Despite his age and more than 30 additional pounds, Foreman remained a devastating puncher and captured the IBF and World Boxing Association versions of the World Heavyweight title. In March of 1995, Foreman was stripped of his WBA title for refusing to fight their contender, and he resigned his IBF title in June of 1995 rather than fight a rematch with IBF contender Axel Schultz. In 1997, Foreman retired from boxing again. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 2003. A colorful personality in the world of boxing, Foreman has had success as a television spokesperson for a number of products, including a home grill that was introduced in 1995 and has earned him more money and maybe more fame than his boxing career. On this date in 1862, Dandridge McRae was promoted to the rank of Brigadier General. McRae went on to command a brigade at the December 7, 1862, Battle of Prairie Grove, and at Helena on July 4, 1863. Following the Battle of Helena, the Confederate commander at Helena accused McRae of misbehavior before the enemy for allegedly failing to make an attack. A court of inquiry disagreed, clearing McRae of all charges. After the war, McRae returned to Searcy and resumed his law practice, which he continued until 1881, when he became Deputy Secretary of State. The town of McRae, Arkansas, located in White County, is named in his honor. Suffragist Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote in a presidential election on this date in 1872. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.